Hey, this is Brock Lesnar in the Brock Lesnar Hoops Free League Draft. I am drafting from the 10th position, and my pick is up next. So it's my turn to pick, and of the options available to me, Damian Lillard is very tempting, Anthony Davis as well. I'm a little concerned with Anthony Davis's health. I think for this draft, I'm going to take a chance on Damian Lillard at pick 10. I pick again at pick 15, and in that area, who can we target? Trae Young is someone I might consider picking up. I paired him and Damian Lillard in a mock draft. It was from the 12th pick, so I liked how that team came together. So if Trae Young is still there at 15, he's somebody I will strongly consider picking up. So my turn is next, and there's a few players I have my eyes on. Donovan Mitchell is one of them. I think he would be a good pairing with Damian Lillard. Jaren Jackson Jr. is somebody else I would highly value, especially with his ability to get me threes and get me blocks, two positions I'm absolutely crazy about. So it is my turn to draft. Trae Young went, so that makes my decision a little bit easier. Karl Anthony Towns, I really like him here too, but I feel like I'm reaching a little bit if I pick him up here. So I'm tempted to go with Donovan Mitchell. Again, I really like that pairing with Damian Lillard. Gives me another strong point guard, shooting guard eligible player, and I'll have to target other big men later in the draft. So I'm going to go and pick up Donovan Mitchell. And you can look at the teams that have drafted and who they've drafted so far. These are all subscribers to Brock Lesnar Hoops. It's a very competitive league, a league I have a lot of fun with. Maybe you can get in one next year. So it's three picks until my turn, and I'm currently targeting a couple of big men. Brunson is on the board, and I really like him. James Harden is available, but there are a lot of question marks about his availability. Is he going to play? Is he going to not play? Or will he be traded to a worse situation? That's why people are avoiding him. But if he does play, the value you can get picking him up here, that's hard to pass up on. So my turn is next. And I think at this point, it might be a big gamble, but if it pays off, I don't see myself regretting it. If I do pick up James Harden here, and then I pick again at 39, and I'll probably target either Miles Turner or Evan Mobley, depending on which one is available. So it's my turn to draft, and at this point, I think it's worth the risk. I'm taking James Harden. Four more picks until my next turn. We can check in with the rest of the league right now. Like what Team Duncan is doing, he's pairing Nikola Jokic, Karl Anthony Towns, and Victor Wembanyama, so that might be a very potent lineup he's putting together there so far, but he might not have good guards. I guess we'll see how he does the rest of the draft. It's my turn to draft, and another move I might regret taking a lot of risk here, but with Paul George falling to me with the 39th pick, I think he presents a lot of upside. He fits well with what I'm doing. He's going to get me some steals, and I have a very potent lineup of Lillard, Mitchell, Harden, and Paul George. If all of those hit, I like my chances to produce well with this team. So I drafted Paul George at 39th. Another thing I like is the shooting guard, small forward, power forward eligibility. So my next two picks are at 58 and 63. So I'm going to go ahead and identify some sleepers in that area. So I pick again soon, and I'm really digging OG Anunoby at 58 if he's still available to me there. DeAndre Ayton might be another decent target for me, but he does kind of go against what I'm building, which is low field goal percentage, high free throw percentage. He's not getting me threes, but that might actually help offset some of the damage I've done in those areas. He's not going to get me steals and blocks, which I don't really like. So we'll see if he's still available in four picks. So my turn is next, and I think I'm going to take a chance on DeAndre Ayton. I like his situation in Portland right now, and I think he can beat this ADP. I like the idea of Anfernee Simons as well. I think he pairs nicely with the team I'm putting together. Alperen Şengün, I like his upside, but I don't know if he'll deliver on it. All right, so DeAndre Ayton is still available to me, so I'm able to pick him up here. Give me a nice center to get my center rotation started. So I pick again at 63. There, I'm targeting potentially Anfernee Simons, Franz Wagner. Brook Lopez would be a decent option. He does scare me a little bit because of his age, but he would give me a big man that can get me threes and blocks, which are two categories that I value. I don't know if I'll go that direction, though. I do like Franz Wagner and his ability to produce across the board. Anthony Simons, I like his upside, and he fits well with the team I'm putting together. Tyler Herro's another decent option. Of all of these options, I'm a little conflicted as to who I should go with. But something is telling me I should take a chance on Anthony Simons. He fits well with my other players, not really getting me steals or blocks, which kind of sucks because DeAndre Ayton doesn't either. So it's probably going to be something I have to address with my next few picks. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a shot at Anthony Simons. And you can see the draft board right here so far. My team is Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, Paul George, DeAndre Ayton, and Anthony Simons. So definitely a lot of talent. Very guard heavy right now. I'm going to have to address my big men with the next few picks. There's a crop of big men that are quality though, so I think we'll be all right. So right here, I want to target two strong big men that can get me blocks, and I think I've identified the two I want to pick up. I'm targeting Mark Williams as well as Daniel Gafford. So it's two picks until my turn, and the two guys I'm targeting are still available. My turn is next. Hopefully, I can grab them. That should give me a massive boost to both my field goal percentage and my blocks, and I feel like I've addressed threes, scoring, and some of those other areas enough that it'll help me at this point to target Mark Williams and Daniel Gafford. Hopefully they're there. So I went with Mark Williams at 82. I pick again at 87, and hopefully Daniel Gafford is still there for me. If not, I will have to pivot in a different direction. So my turn is next. Daniel Gafford is still there. If he's not available to me there, I might go with Gary Trent Jr. Keegan Murray is also very appealing to me there, as well as Tobias Harris. So Daniel Gafford did make it back to me, going to give me a projected 148 blocks, low turnovers, and he's going to give me a boost to my field goal percentage. It's going to be another guy that gets me zero threes, but I'm going to have to get my threes elsewhere, I think at 87, and with how well he's blocking shots. All right, so I was able to secure Daniel Gafford, which gives me another power forward eligible player on my team. And you can see all of the picks up until this point. So my next picks are at 106 and 111. My turn is next, and there's a couple of guys I have my eyes on. I like D'Angelo Russell right here. I also have my eyes on De'Anthony Melton. He would be a good handcuff for James Harden, especially if James Harden doesn't end up playing right away, or if James Harden gets traded. He's going to get me a lot of threes. He's going to get me a lot of steals, which I value at this point. Zach Collins, also a very tempting option. So it's going to be most likely between D'Angelo Russell and De'Anthony Melton right now. So I went with D'Angelo Russell at 106. I really like his upside. It gives me another strong scoring guard that I can pair with Lillard, Mitchell, Harden. Pairs really well with Paul George and Simons. I have a very strong point guard rotation. I just need to nail these last few picks to make sure my forwards and my big men are on point as well. I pick again at 111. And one of my targets is Zach Collins. So Zach Collins is available, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to pick him right here. All right, so that gives me another big man. All right, so we're going to check in once again with the draft board. So far, very happy with the team that I've put together. It has a lot of upside, lots of potential, good mix of veterans, good mix of young players. All right, so my pick is next at 130, and I'm going to target Trey Murphy III. He is injured, but I can put him in an IL slot. And when he comes back, he presents a lot of upside. He's going to help my free throw percentage, my threes. Last year, we saw him get a good amount of steals, really low turnovers. And I think he can do a lot of the same things when he comes back healthy. He should be back sometime in November, probably around late November. But once he comes back, will give me a very nice sleeper to have in the mix. All right, so I think first I'm going to target PJ Washington. He is healthy, and we don't know what's going on with Miles Bridges, which should open up a lot of opportunity for PJ Washington, at least the first 10 games where Miles Bridges is missing with a suspension. So I'm going to go ahead, pick up PJ Washington because I do need another power forward eligible player. And what I like about PJ Washington, he can get me a sprinkle of steals, sprinkle of blocks, can also get me threes. He doesn't really help my percentages, but that's not why I'm picking him up. So I'm hoping due to the injury, Trey Murphy III falls to me right here at 135. Fingers crossed. All right, so it's my turn to draft. Trey Murphy III is still on the board at 135. He's going to be my pickup. That worked out. I was able to grab PJ Washington and still able to grab Trey Murphy III. All right, so I have one last pickup, I believe, and that will be pickup 154. All right, so with my last pick, I'm going to go ahead and pick Harrison Barnes. At the end of the draft, we'll check in, review all of the teams, review the rankings, and see how I did. All right, so here are the rankings for my final team, and I ended up number one in the projected rankings, which is lovely to see. Gray Phoenix, Chavdar, and Hard Nork Dedication. Looks like they had strong teams as well. Team Duncan and Cutie Pinellas, who kicked my butt a few times last year. Hopefully I can get some of my heat back this year. Let's dig a little deeper into these rankings. All right, so my field goal percentage has me in the top four. Free throw percentage, I'm in the top three. So I ended up being efficient from the field and from free throw, and pairing those high scoring guards with those big men, they got me low turnovers and efficient from the field, helped balance that out. 3-pointers made, I'm in the top two. So very, very strong there. Points in the top three. Rebounding, I'm around middle of the pack. Assist, also around middle of the pack. Steals, I didn't end up as strong as I wanted to be, but I'd say I'm still fairly competitive, because we're talking about 40 steals projected for the season, separating me from the top half of the league. Blocks, I'm also closer to the middle of the league, the lower half of the middle, but still competitive enough, because there's only about 20 blocks, 30 projected blocks separating me from being in the projected top four. And in turnovers, it's a pretty turnover prone team, but not as turnover prone as some of the other teams in the league that are projected to get above 2,000. And again, I'm in play to be closer to the middle. So I'm strong enough in assists and strong enough in turnovers that on any given week, it's going to be hard for any team to beat me in both. And that is my goal. So overall, a very balanced team. Let's look at the roster itself. All right, so I drafted from number 10. My players are Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, Paul George, DeAndre Ayton, Anthony Simons, Mark Williams, Daniel Gafford, D'Angelo Russell, followed by Zach Collins, B.J. Washington, Trey Murphy III, and Harrison Barnes. Gray Phoenix is in this league, diamond tier guy. I've been playing him for years, one of the hardest opponents that I've played. We've beat each other on and off. Anyways, over the last few years, let's see the team that he drafted. He was lower in the rankings, and then he ended up, I believe, in second place after me in the projected rankings. So he has Luka Doncic, Pascal Siakam, De'Aaron Fox, Julius Randle, Scottie Barnes, Jabari Smith Jr., Buddy Hield, Trey Jones, Keegan Murray, Ivica Zubac, Aaron Gordon, Dennis Schroeder, and Denny Avdija. So solid team, a lot of players that fit well together and help him in different categories that are cohesive. Chavdar's choice also put together a strong team. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Desmond Bane, LeBron James, Evan Mobley, Zion Williamson, Jeremy Grant, Marcus Smart, Jalen Duren, Onyeka Okongwu, De'Anthony Melton, a player you heard me talking about, Mike Conley, Keldon Johnson, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, another player I was targeting late in the draft. So overall, everyone did a really good job. The members of my subscriber league are very competitive, very educated, and they give me the work, and I give them the work too. That's why I'm excited to run it back with them this season. So if you enjoyed this video, do me a favor and smash that like button for me, and subscribe if you have not yet. This was a real draft. It's the Brock Lesnar Hoops Free League with 12 teams, 9 categories. What did you think of the team I put together? Were there any other teams that stood out to you? Let me know in the comments. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar Hoops. Take care.